from Jakarta. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in English program. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia presents news, actual information, as well as entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our broadcast via shortwave on 9525 kilohertz. You can listen to our program at www.voinews.id. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. Informing, connecting, dignifying.
Hello listener, welcome back to our English program over RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. In today's edition, we will bring you first our news, followed by My Indonesia, Today in History, Highlight of the Week, News in Brief, Indonesian Wonder, Miss Lady, and Listener's Mailbag. That was our program summary for today over RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. Stand by now for the news.
RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news first day headlines. Indonesian President Joko Widodo presents bonus for Asian Games 2018 medalist. Indonesia-Australia agree IACEPA to increase bilateral relation. President Joko Widodo reminds about freedom of expression issue by prioritizing the interests of society. Now the news in detail. Indonesian President Joko Widodo at the State Palace Jakarta on Sunday, September 2nd, presented bonus for athletes and coaches who successfully achieved gold medals in the Asian Games 2018. The president symbolically presented a saving book containing the bonus to each gold, silver, and bronze medalist. In his remark, during the Indonesian President and 18th Asian Games medalist gathering, President Joko Widodo expressed his appreciation for the achieved gold medals. Indonesia in total had obtained 98 medals, consisting of 31 gold, 24 silver, and 43 bronze, and Indonesia ranked 4th in the medal standings. According to the president, such achievement was a great leap, which became the foundation for Indonesia's next sport achievements. Indonesia and Australia kept increasing their bilateral relations, especially in economy and trade, following the completed negotiation of Indonesia-Australia Comprehensive Economic Partnership, IACEPA, in conjunction with a meeting between new Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison and Indonesian President Joko Widodo at the Bogor Palace on Friday, August 31st. Meanwhile, on Saturday morning, September 1st, both countries' governments had an Indonesia-Australia Business Forum in Jakarta, which also discussed the IACEPA. Indonesian Vice President Yusuf Kalla, who attended the forum, said he expected the IACEPA to be immediately ratified so that the Indonesia-Australia cooperation can increase and be explored deeper.
We are looking forward for a strengthening bilateral relation as reflected in the recently concluded IACEPA negotiation. Potential to improve our cooperation are certainly there to explore. With the implementation of Indonesian-Australian Comprehensive Economic Partnership, we expected the multiples increase of trade volume between of two countries.
Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison said their counterpart targeted the conclusion of IACEPA to be immediately done this year. Scott Morrison said economic cooperation improvement of the two countries will not only improve economy of the region, but also the global level.
To get it inked, as Vice President Kalla and I would say, the lawyers have got to get their hands on it now for a while. We're going to check it, you and I, just at the end to make sure. But we'll get that done this year. That was the agreement we made yesterday. And I greatly appreciate the work that is still to be done to ensure that we can have that signed by my Minister for Trade, who's with us here today, of course.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison moreover said the agreement in improving their strategic partnership will bring new duty for Indonesia and Australia. that duty is related to creating welfare for the people in the region, which is supported by regional stability, especially in Indo-Pacific region. Indonesian President Joko Widodo reminded about the rules that must be followed by the community, even though the Indonesian people adhere to the freedom of expression and opinion before the public. The president said this related to Prabowo Subianto's speech stated that the rejection of #2019 replaced the president as an attempt to endure democracy. According to the president, even though Indonesia adheres to freedom of opinion, it also must pay attention to the potential for unrest among the community. Therefore, according to President Joko Widodo, the police have a duty to prevent potential unrest among the people regarding the phenomenon of the hashtag.
Negara ini negara demokrasi, bebas berkumpul, berpendapat. Ya, ya. Tapi ingat, ada batasannya.
This country is a democratic country, free to gather and give opinions. But remember, there are limited by the rules. What is the function of the police? First, for social order and security. Who will be blamed if there is a collision? Well, the police do nothing. I think the prevention process like that has become the duty of the paratuses. If there is a conflict, of course the police must overcome. Once again, this is a democracy country. People are free to gather, free to express, free to associate, but they are limited by the rules. We also have to appreciate it. Prabowo Subianto previously spoke about the rejection of declaration #2019 replacing president. He deplored the existence of deterrents that could disturb democracy. Previously, the two #2019 replacing president movement activists who were arrested when they were going to make a declaration. Nenowarisman was confronted when she would declare the #2019 movement in Rio on Saturday last week. After being held for about 8 hours at the airport gate, Nenowarisman finally returned to Jakarta. The same thing was experienced by politician and musician Ahmad Dhani. He was confronted by the masses when he was going to do a declaration of the #2019 movement in Surabaya. The mob surrounded Surabaya's Majapahit Hotel on Jalan Tunjungan, where Ahmad Dhani stayed. Bank Indonesia anticipated various pressure from global economy which potentially affects rupiah exchange rate. This was in line with the weakening rupiah against US dollar, which reached 14,700 rupiah per US dollar. On the matter, Bank Indonesia Governor Perry Warjio in Jakarta on Saturday, September the 1st, said the ongoing uncertainty in Turkey and Argentina must be anticipated. However, the Central Bank of Indonesia believed Indonesian economy will stay strong and resilient. Some indicators show such resilience, namely good economic growth and low inflation. This news comes to you from RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Namibia explored agriculture cooperation with Indonesia that was done before the Namibian President H. Godfried Genggob returned to his country on Sunday, September 2nd. President H. Godfried Genggob, who brought some agriculture-related delegates and ministers, affirmed Indonesia's ability since it can maintain domestic food supply to fulfill people's consumption. Even with 250 million people, Indonesia is still able to achieve food self-sufficiency through domestic agriculture products. Meanwhile, Namibia with 2 million only is still importing. Indonesian Agriculture Minister Andi Amran Sulaiman, during the return of President Genggob at Halim Perdana Kusuma Air Base on Saturday, said there is some agriculture cooperation to follow up. Among many is quality seed, in which Amran's ministry had offered Namibia to use Indonesian corn seed. In comparison, Namibian corn productivity is only 3 to 4 ton per hectare, while Indonesia with its seed can produce 10 ton of corns per hectare. Saman Dance and Tarik Pukat performance by Parahyangan University Lystra Dance Studio amazed the audiences of Cultural Night, the Journey to the Diversity of Indonesia, held in Greece. Indonesian Embassy in Athens Information, Social and Cultural Function, Christina Natalia to Antara London on Saturday, September 1st at the event held in Attiko Alsos Athena Open Theater was attended by 200 audiences consisting of diplomatic corps, friends of Indonesia, locals, foreigners, and Indonesian in Greece. Indonesian Ambassador to Greece Ferd Adamhar opened the cultural night, which was followed by Saman Dance, which presented the excellent synchronized hand moves, which was called as the Thousand Hands. The Cultural Night, the Journey to Diversity of Indonesia, was part of events for Indonesian independence commemoration in Greece. The last item, Asian Games 2018 Jakarta Palembang is ended with closing ceremony held at Gelora Bung Karno Main Stadium, Jakarta on Sunday, September 2nd, beginning on 7 p.m. local time. Some Indonesian and Asian top musicians and live in the event, namely Super Junior, an icon from South Korea, then Bunga Citra Lestari, Siti Badriah, Isyana Saraswati, Denada, and Gigi from Indonesia. Jakarta provincial government had prepared dozens screening location of the Asian Games 2018 closing ceremony in entire Jakarta. Meanwhile, Indonesian National Police Traffic Corps head Royke Lumewa said there would be 1,800 personnel deployed to manage the traffic during the Asian Games 2018 closing ceremony. To end the news, here are the headlines once again. Indonesian President Joko Widodo presents bonus for Asian Games 2018 medalist. Indonesia-Australia agree IACEPA to increase bilateral relations. President Joko Widodo reminds about freedom of expression issue by prioritizing the interests of society. Listener, that was the news.
Hello and salam sejahtera. My name is Javed Mutaghi, Secretary General, Asia Pacific Broadcasting Union, the ABU. On behalf of our members, we congratulate Radio Republic of Indonesia, RRI, for all your achievements and for your 73rd anniversary. RRI has long been one of the most active members of the ABU, partnering with our fellow broadcasters throughout the Asia-Pacific region. We congratulate RRI's more than 7,000 employees, millions listeners on air and online for 73 years of service to the public Indonesia. Let me also take this opportunity to congratulate the people and the government of the Republic of Indonesia for successfully hosting the 2018 Asian Games in Jakarta. We wish you continuing success in the years ahead. Sekali di udara tetap di udara. Terima kasih. Thank you very much. Javed Mutaghi.
Indonesia in economy, international politics, sports, environment, and Pancasila. Only on Indonesiaku, My Indonesia.
This is RRI World Service with daily segment My Indonesia, which today is on Pencaksilat brings together the nation. Political tensions that in recent years have steadily colored the nation on Wednesday, August the 29th, immediately melted away when the two figures who will once again compete in the 2019 presidential election, Joko Widodo or Jokowi and Prabowo Subianto, were seen embracing each other. This special moment occurred when the two watched the pencak silat fight during the Asian Games 2018 in Jakarta on Wednesday. Both President Joko Widodo and Prabowo Subianto showed that no matter how hard the political battle between them, it did not reduce cohesiveness to put forward nationality for the nation's achievements first. On the other hand, this fact verifies the truth that sport brings together differences. In particular, pencak silat or martial art, which has succeeded in bringing together Joko Widodo and Prabowo. Pencak silat glues the nation. The hugging scene between Joko Widodo and Prabowo, who is also the chairperson of the Indonesian Pencak Silat Association, happened just like that when the martial arts athlete Hanifan Yudani Kusuma of class 55 to 60 kilograms was declared a 3-2 win over Vietnamese Thai Lynch and grabbed the 29th gold medal for Indonesia. Joko Widodo and Prabowo also did not cover up their excitement over the rare event. They conveyed the expression when holding a press conference together after the medal presentation. During the press conference, President Joko Widodo said his presence was to thank the martial arts athletes who had performed well and congratulated Prabowo, who led the Pencaksilat or Martial Art Association. He called Prabowo a good friend. By getting 14 gold from pencak silat, the total gold for Indonesia became 30. All of this, according to the president, is for the state and people of Indonesia. Meanwhile, Prabowo, in the name of the Indonesian martial arts community, thanked President Joko Widodo. He said everyone is proud to be able to play a role, do the best for the country and nation. It is for the state and the nation. He said everything is united. There is no difference. Meanwhile, political observer from Paramedina University, Henry Satrio, says that Joko Widodo and Prabowo showed a fluid attitude, even though both of them will become rivals in the upcoming election. This is good. Fluid and close relationship should be seen especially by its of their fanatic supporters, also by the wider community. Well, that was my Indonesia Today.
Today in History, presenting you historical facts of the day.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Today in History, a regular segment which brings back people and events from the state in the past as recorded in history. I'll begin with September the 2nd, 1945, the independence of Vietnam. Vietnam is the easternmost country in the Indochina Peninsula in Southeast Asia. After long under the rule of the Chinese Empire, Vietnam was colonized by France. In 1941, the Vietnamese revolutionary leader Ho Chi Minh founded the League for the Independence of Vietnam, or Vietnam Doc Lap Dong Minh, or Viet Minh. The League consisted of Vietnamese nationalists and communists who supported Vietnam's independence. At the time, the Viet Minh fought against the colonials of France and Japan who were occupying Vietnam. At the end of World War II, Ho Chi Minh led the Viet Minh guerrilla to control cities in Vietnam. On September 2, 1945, at Ba Dinh Square, Ho Chi Minh declared the independence of the Democratic Republic of Vietnam, and he served as the first president. Turning to September 2, 1992, Nicaragua earthquake. The Nicaraguan earthquake in 1992 took place on the coast of Nicaragua at 6:16 p.m. on September 2, 1992. Some damage was also reported in Costa Rica. At least 116 people were killed and several others were injured. The earthquake created a tsunami. Most of the victims died from tsunamis. Most of the victims died while sleeping. More than 68 people were missing and more than 13,500 people were homeless in Nicaragua. At least 1,300 homes and 185 fishing boats were destroyed along the west coast of Nicaragua. Total damage is estimated at between 20 and $30 million. The last is from September the 2nd, 1998, Swiss Air Flight 111 crashes. Swiss Air Flight 111 is a McDonnell Douglas MD-11 flight from Swiss Air from John F. Kennedy International Airport in New York, United States to Cointrin International Airport in Geneva, Switzerland. On September the 2nd, 1998, the MD-11 aircraft used in this flight crashed in the Atlantic Ocean southwest of Halifax International Airport, Nova Scotia, Canada. The plane was smashed to pieces when it hit the water and killed everyone in it, amounting to 229 people, 215 passengers, and 14 crew. This accident was the worst accident involving MD-11 aircraft. Well, that was Today in History from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. I'm Anna Trijayakasih.
Highlight of the Week presents Issues of the Week.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with this week's spotlight, which today is on Pertamina Encourages Energy Independence. State-owned enterprise PT Pertamina Persero needs to be more instrumental in encouraging or creating national energy independence. Pertamina needs to increase production so that oil imports can be reduced. Therefore, Pertamina seeks to increase the production of wells in the oil and gas working area and to explore and discover new wells. That was confirmed by Nike Widiawati after being appointed as Managing Director of Pertamina in Jakarta on Wednesday. For the past 4 months, Nike Widiawati served as Acting Director of Pertamina. Nike Widiawati further explained, by managing the Rokan oil and gas working area in 2021, Pertamina is expected to be able to control 60% of the upstream production supply in Indonesia. Nike is optimistic. With new working areas, Pertamina's production in the total national production upstream can be increased. She added, to get new working area, Pertamina must have a definite commitment for exploration investment in areas outside the existing working area. Meanwhile, State Enterprises Minister Rini Sumarno in Lampung on Wednesday said that the main task of Pertamina's managing director was to increase lifting or oil-ready production and invest in oil refineries, because these two things have been done too late by Pertamina. By increasing production and production of oil ready for sale or lifting and investment in oil processing units, it is expected that oil imports can be reduced. According to Rini Sumarno, the expropriation of several oil and gas working areas by Pertamina is expected to increase oil production. Meanwhile, Vice President Yusuf Kalla stressed apparently that Pertamina had homework, namely strengthening the infrastructure in the country. Pertamina was also asked to aggressively invest in Indonesia, not abroad, namely to build refineries, handle oil and gas blocks in Kalimantan like Mahakam and Riau blocks and the Rokan block. Regarding the appointment of Nike Widiawati as Pertamina's Managing Director, Deputy of Mining Business, Strategic Industry and Media at the Ministry of State-Owned Enterprises, Fajar Hari Sampurno, said the decision was part of the company's refreshing and strengthening strategy. The government also appointed Darmawan Samsu as Director of Upstream Pertamina to replace Samsu Alam and Kuswiranto Kushartanto as Director of Human Resources Pertamina. Well, that was this week's Spotlight.
Saudara-saudara sekalian, hello, I'm Fayaz Shahryar, Director General of All India Radio from New Delhi. Congratulations, Radio Republic Indonesia, on 73rd year of public broadcasting. We are happy that they serve one of the world's most diverse populations, spread across 13,000 islands. Geographically, they unite the northern and southern hemispheres of the earth and link Asia with Oceania. Their listeners range from major cities to hinterland, coastal and peripheral audiences of various hues. They have long been one of the most active members of the Asia-Pacific Broadcasting Union, helping its members shape up the beautiful broadcast landscape of the region. On behalf of my colleagues in All India Radio, I congratulate RRI and its employees, the millions of listeners on air and online, and the people and government of Republic of Indonesia for 73 years of outstanding service to broadcasting. Sekali di udara, tetap di udara.
RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with news in brief. Indonesian President Joko Widodo at the State Palace Jakarta on Sunday presented bonus for athletes and coaches who successfully achieved gold medals in the Asian Games 2018. Indonesia and Australia kept increasing their bilateral relations, especially in economy and trade, following the completed negotiation of Indonesia-Australia Comprehensive Economic Partnership, IACEPA, in conjunction with a meeting between new Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison and Indonesian President Joko Widodo at Bogor Palace on Friday. Indonesian President Joko Widodo reminded about the rules that must be followed by the community, even though the Indonesian people adhere to the freedom of expression and opinion before the public. Bank Indonesia anticipated various pressure from global economy which potentially affects rupiah exchange rate. This was in line with the weakening rupiah against US dollar, which reached 14,700 rupiah per US dollar. Namibia explored agricultural cooperation with Indonesia. That was done before the Namibian president Geingob returned to his country on Sunday. Saman Dance and Tarik Pukat performance by Parahyangan University Listra Dance Studio amazed the audiences of Cultural Night, the Journey to the Diversity of Indonesia, held in Greece. Asian Games 2018 Jakarta Palembang is ended with closing ceremony, held at Gelora Bung Karno Main Stadium, Jakarta on Sunday, September 2nd, beginning on 7 p.m. local time. Listener, that was news in brief.
A woman's greeting from Hanoi, Vietnam. I'm Nguyễn Thúy Hoa, director from International Cooperation Department of The Voice of Vietnam. Congratulations for 73 years of public broadcasting of Radio Republic Indonesia. In recent years, based on the cooperation agreement between VOV and RRI, we have exchanged experiences, professional skills, and some other aspects of national broadcasters. The cooperation has brought the two peoples closer, and we both celebrate 73 years establishment anniversary this September. My deepest congratulations is to go for the RRI, together with all its employees, millions of radio and online listeners, as well as people and government of Republic of Indonesia for its 73 years anniversary of broadcasting service. Sekali di udara, tetap di udara.
Broadcasting daily from Jakarta on frequency of 95.5 kHz, you can also listen to audio streaming www.voi.co.id. Listener, here is our next segment, Indonesian Wonder.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Indonesian Wonder, a special segment featuring Indonesian tourism. Today, I will introduce Sedekah Bumi or Earth Offering Tradition in Cibuntu Village, West Java. So stay tuned in to RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. In addition to shortwaves, you can also listen to this program at www.voinews.id. Indonesia is famous for its fertile land with a variety of natural wealth in it. With the abundance of produce from the earth, some people then express their gratitude to Mother Nature with various ceremonies and traditional celebrations. Like people in the Cirebon region, West Java, precisely in the village of Cibuntu. The village, located 30 kilometers from the center of Cirebon City, has a tradition to express its gratitude, which is called the Sedekah Bumi tradition or Earth Offering. It is a tradition handed down from the ancestors of the Cibuntu village community. It has been around for a long time, more or less in 1820, routinely held once a year before the planting season when the rainy season arrives. Usually, this event is held between September or October. Earth offering, according to Cibuntu village community, is a form of thanksgiving from Cibuntu village community to the Almighty God for the harvest that have been obtained, and at the same time begging God that the agricultural crops in the next planting season will become more fertile and the yields is much better. In addition, it is also a means of preservation of national culture and national identity. Although the earth offering or sedekah bumi procession is simple, it is always lively and attracts many visitors. Even in the last few years, a number of district government officials and staff would come to the traditional event in the village, which is right at the foot of Cermai Mountain. Before carrying out the ceremony, Cibuntu villagers are obliged to clean the springs located above the village first. This means that all life on earth comes from water, therefore they are obliged to maintain the beauty and cleanliness of the springs so that they can continue their lives better. After cleaning the springs, some villagers slaughter a goat, which will later be cooked as a dish at this traditional feast, while other residents make plates from woven coconut leaves called takir. This is also to show the use of all that has been provided by nature. Besides that, the things that should not be forgotten in the event is the delman or horse cart, which will bring the village head to the location of the event. After all the residents have gathered, they formed a line and then the procession began. Hundreds of villagers, young and old, went hand in hand following the delman or horse cart, which carried the village head according to the rhythm of the typical musical instrument called kencring. They all wear Sundanese traditional clothing. The women wear batik cloth and kebaya, while the men wear koko clothes, which is traditional Indonesian Muslim men's shirts. In the procession, there is also a group of dancers consisting of young women. Everything is well prepared and with mutual cooperation among villagers. They bring food that has been prepared in advance, such as various types of homemade side dishes, rice, and also fruit produced by their own crops, and uniquely placed on plates made of banana leaves. The banana leaf plate containing various traditional foods are put into tetenong, which is a large container like a basket made of woven bamboo. Arriving at the venue, they alternately put down the tetenong, which contains various traditional foods. The ceremony begins with the recitation of prayers and remarks from several officials of Cibuntu village. Then the region Kuningan, together with the village head, poured out kahuripan water or water of life. After that, they will enjoy the food and then go home carrying some of the food that they take from the neighbors, because on the occasion they usually will exchange the food that they prepared from home. Well, that was Indonesian Wonder Today featuring Sedekah Bumi at Cibuntu Village in Cirebon, West Java.
Sakagami from NHK World Japan's multilingual radio service known as Radio Japan. We would like to congratulate RRI, Radio Republik Indonesia, for all the achievements it has made in its 73-year history. This year, Japan and Indonesia commemorate the 60th anniversary of diplomatic ties. We wish friendly relationship between the two nations flourish even further. Sukari di udara, tetap di udara.
Sukari di udara, tetap di udara.
Thank you for still being with us in Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. If you have any suggestion or criticism, please drop us a line to Voice of Indonesia or to our email address english@voi.co.id or to voi.english@gmail.com. Listener now, let's listen to Miscellany.
Miscellany. Miscellany on Indonesia. A segment featuring various actual information.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Miscellany, a special segment featuring various aspects of Indonesia, including art and culture, custom and tradition, environment and technology, even lifestyle. Today's edition presents topic of Indonesia wins the gold in e-sport branch at the Asian Games. Stay tuned in to RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia at www.voinews.id. The 2018 Asian Games held in Jakarta and Palembang, Indonesia, from August the 18th until September the 2nd, 2018, not only competed physical sports, but also electronic sports or e-sports involving game players. Although the status is still an exhibition, yet this is the first time gamers can attend a grand international sports event. Just like athletes and other sports, there are also medals up for the grabs in this esports. Basically, esports in the 2018 Asian Games is intended as a demonstration before the real competition in 2020. Reported by The Guardian, if the competition can run smoothly, then in 2024, this sport will be contested in the Olympic Games. There are six numbers contested, namely League of Legends, Hearthstone, Pro Evolution Soccer 2018, StarCraft II, Clash Royale, Arena of Valor, participated by 18 countries. The Asian Electronic Sports Federation officially announced the AOV, or Arena of Valor Sports Game, branch at the 2018 Asian Games. Esports competition are competed from August the 26th to September the 1st. And the first number contested was the Arena of Valor, which were pretty lively because of the various characters provided by the game. One of the newest is the superhero character from Indonesia, Wiro Sableng. Quoted from Tribune News on Friday, the criteria in this competition are speed, expertise, and energy. Secretary General of the Indonesian Olympic Committee, Helen Sarita Delima, said the game players use their mind and energy to run and control the game. Helen also compared several sports that also entered the Asian Games competition to equates e-sports. According to her, esports athletes must also maintain stamina and fitness for optimal performance. Ridel Isayah Sumarandak from Indonesia won the gold medal from Clash Royale game. The 16-year-old teenager defeated the world's top Chinese athlete, El Xiop, who got the silver 1-3 at this esports branch. Meanwhile, the bronze medal was brought home by a Vietnamese player who had also been beaten by Riddell in the semi-final round. With the success at the 2018 Asian Games, esports will be contested in the 2019 SEA Games in the Philippines. In addition, the Asian Electronic Sports Federation is also trying to get esports to be competed at the 2020 Olympics and 2022 Asian Games. That was Miscellany Today. Until tomorrow with another interesting topic, I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih.
Meet again tomorrow with another miscellany on Indonesia.
On behalf of MBC Network Sri Lanka, we would like to take the opportunity to wish Radio Republik Indonesia a happy 73rd anniversary. Keep rocking and keep making brilliant radio.
Hello listener, wherever you are, welcome back to Listener's Mailbag, a weekly segment in which your letters and emails are acknowledged. In this segment, we will also play some Indonesian music. Well, we would like to thank our dear listeners, wherever you are, who have sent your letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. Now, let's start answering your letters or emails. First, I would like to read an email sent by Siddhartha Bhattacharjee in India. He was listening to our broadcast in German language through the frequencies of 3325 kHz at 1800 hours to 1830 hours UTC on July 4, 2018 with CO 444. Hello Mr. Siddhartha Bhattacharjee, thanks for your attention and appreciation on our broadcast. We forwarded your email to the German section. Please be patient to wait for the reply of your email from the German section. But we are trying to answer your one question. 3325 kHz is our temporary frequency, while our old 9525 kHz is being repaired. This frequency is transmitted from RRI Palangkaraya in Central Kalimantan. So, we hope you are satisfied with our answer. Well, Mr. Siddhartha, please keep listening to our broadcast and keep sending your report. And special for you, here's a song. Listener, now we will reply an email from Iwao Nagatani in Japan. He was listening to our broadcast in Japanese program through the frequencies 3325 kHz on June 16, 2018 at 1900 hours up to until 1930 5 hours UTC. In his email, Mr. Iwo Nagatani told that it is great pleasure that he has heard our radio station. Yes, you're right, we are temporarily using the 3325 kHz because our 9525 is under repair. But we are really glad because you can listen our radio clearly. It can be seen from your detailed reception report. Mr. Iwao Nagatani, your reception report has been forwarded to the Japanese section. Please be patient to wait for the reply. Thank you very much, and so please keep listening to our broadcast and keep sending your report. Okay, listener, let's listen to another song. You're still listening to Listener's Mailbag, broadcast every Sunday. Now we continue to reply an email from Deba Kamal Hazarika in India. He was listening to our broadcast in English on July 10, 2018 at 13:36 hours UTC. Hello, Mr. Deba Kamal Hazarika. Thank you very much for your reception report and compliment on our broadcast. As we keep on saying, our broadcast now can be monitored to the 3325 kHz. Well, Mr. Deba Kamal Hazarika, hopefully our information can be useful for you. So please keep listening, and for you, we will play a very beautiful song.
Thank you for listening to English program from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Stay tuned on 9525 kHz. You can also tune at voinews.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, RRI Building, 4th floor, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta. PO Box 1157, Jakarta 10110, Indonesia. You can also join us on Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter at VOI Indonesia. Our Instagram, voice_of_Indonesia. RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Informing, connecting, dignifying.